I was probably it. But welcome to Game Chat, guys.
Hey.
yeah. Discussing the finale of Night in the Woods.
No, did Franco actually finish the game this time?
Yes, okay. I did. In fact, I finished it that night.
Oh, okay.
Franco was a little behind last time, Michelle and Mason. He was a little... He didn't quite get as far as he should have.
Well, that's okay. That means he's in good company with how he played in the past.
Yeah. Michelle and Mason, I think, have done that a couple of times on the West Coast chat, so...
I was not expecting in a 3-hour-plus chapter 3.
I think I did warn you, Franco, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Well, we were like that with chapter 4. Before, like, we finished it, and then it ends with, like, you know, like a gunshot, and you have no idea what happened to May. And we're like, there's no way we're stopping here.
Chapter 3.
Okay. Yeah, there was no way. So we played all the way through chapter 4 that night, and we're like, holy cow. Great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, yeah. So you guys enjoy it? Enjoy the fourth part?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think any small town would be complete without a cult.
Yeah, exactly.
Very true.
Yeah, certainly, totally avoided in the Twin Peaks area, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Franco, since you weren't able to talk about the end last time, surprised, shocked, you know, because, you know.
I was, two things surprised me. When Greg shoots the guy with the crossbow, that kind of took me aback. It's like, boy, that got escalated quickly.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you're talking about you're talking about the end of the game. You're talking about the very end.
Yeah, was that the end of chapter 3 or was that in 4? I forget.
That was the end of 4.
Oh, okay.
3 was introduction to the cult, and then May gets shot. Or you're led to believe she gets shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. As it turns out, I think I texted Steph like that night. I was literally 2 minutes away.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I was at the top of the hill just before the conversation starts, and that's when I quit. to join the chat, and then it was like, oh, I went back in. I'm like, oh, it was like 2 more minutes of conversation.
Yeah. So, Michelle and Mason, they were behind on Sunday a little bit, too. How far did you guys have to go after, I mean, from, like, day to the end of chapter 3?
We had to... society building with Greg. And, like, 300 elevators.
Yes.
And then...
Crimes.
Jumped out the window. Crimes. Mm-hmm. And he's crazy. I'm convinced of that now. So we jumped out the window with Greg and then passed out, I think, had some kind of nightmare, maybe, and then woke up with, you know, the group, like, maybe? Am I losing it? Do you remember? Apparently we didn't play this chapter.
Yeah, you're both like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, you wake up and then you tell everyone, like...
And right. You go, and then everyone goes out, and that's when, you know, it starts escalating.
I don't believe in ghosts, but I believe in you. And they're like, let's just get this over with. And, can we hurry this up? Yeah, and then they go into that thing, and then they go up the hill, and then right there. I was like, it wasn't that much longer, like maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, it was hard to judge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard for me to remember exactly what needed to happen, but awesome. Yeah. I really liked the fourth part. It was very psychological and in certain ways, and Definitely tied up a lot of loose, you know, a lot of ends with the story, and kind of gave you a little more insight into some of the characters and kind of their friendships and their relationships with each other. Do you guys get that same feeling?
Yep.
Yeah. I kind of got the same vibe. That there was one vibe that I got that I read, you know, after I always do my post game, you know, Reddit and, you know, stuff to see what other people thought. And the one thing that I agreed with was just one small criticism. That was a little rushed, sort of compressed. You had that huge chapter 3, and then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. you know, or here's the cult, and da-da, it's over.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, a little longer game with, you know, who's in the cult, why is, you know, and all that stuff. But it sort of just compressed it to a quick end, which was, I mean, the ending was good. I liked, you know, the reveal about that she, you know, her real problems were, you know, for my 5-cent Lucy interpretation would be
her anxieties.
Her anxiety driven, anxiety attackish kind of episodes where she feels like she's losing control, and then that's when she snaps.
Yeah. And to me, like, I think that, at least here's the way that I thought, you know, as far as, I mean, and I did kind of notice that, and I did kind of, I was like, wow, I was like, there's not, you know, it kind of like threw you into this whole cult thing. I mean, I felt like it, you know, because it kind of had a slow build up. And then in chapter 4, it was like, okay, like here's a quick history on the cult, you know, as the cult's talking to you. It's deep and it's dark. But I think, even though I think the cult is so interesting, you know, I mean, just its history and just how they went about it and who these people were, because it never even kind of revealed. Because I'm thinking, okay, when we go back to the town, like at the very end of the game, like it's going to show like maybe people missing and be like, oh, they were part of the cult. Like, you know, because obviously it's people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
I got. So there would be people like missing because they're still down, you know, because they died. You know, they
right,
were
they
in,
got
the,
trapped
in the
by cabin. The elevator, yeah.
So, but anyway, so that would have been interesting, I think, to kind of show that. But I think, like, even though the cult is very interesting and it's fascinating, I got the impression that it wasn't the point the game was making. It wasn't the main focus of how they wanted to wrap up the story. They wanted to wrap the story with focusing on May and the friendships and that sort of thing. And the cult was more kind of a catalyst to get them to that point and to get them to a point to where May's anxieties and came out and have this story kind of culminate to where played in with some of her fears and kind of brought that all out to the surface.
It would have been nice if there was sort of like a, you know, other games do it where you find like bits of a, like a diary or something where you're getting fragments of a story. And, you know, it would have been nice to have something like that as a supplement to the game, so you get more of like the backstory, or even like have like symbols like show up on the building walls, or like you're able to go into like some rooms and find some clues or something to kind of like piece together their story. But again, that's not the overall story there, so I can understand that in a way. But it would have been nice to have kind of like a you know, a side story to kind of go along with how the occult got to power, and like maybe who's in the occult, or you know what.
No, I can agree with that. Yeah, that.
I was really worried that I would get home and May's dad would be gone.
Oh, yeah.
No!
I was like, please don't get home. But when we got back, you know, we started scouring the town to look for missing townspeople. And we're pretty sure a couple of people are missing, like, from outside the bar or the cult center.
Yeah, there was that guy at the bar was gone.
Yes. There's a whole discussion out there if you just Google Night in the Woods cult members.
Wow.
A lot of people convinced Aunt Molly was a cult member.
The cop?
Yeah, a lot of people. I'm not saying I am, but she's one of the ones who were missing in the final chat epilogue.
That would make sense, though, as to why she would be warning May about being careful.
Mm-hmm. True. Oh, snap. Wow.
I really like, you know, the cult being more of a way to get through as a channel to reach deeper into the characters. The whole time that May is just all messed up, you know, physically after she on the hill and, you know, comes home, and then there's all this kind of juxtaposition of, is she in a church, is she in a hospital kind of thing? And just doesn't leave her side, you know, at all. And, like, out at Angus and Greg's and, like, you just get a lot of character development just in that very brief, you know, chapter. To, like, be in May's road trip.
oh, yeah.
You know, like, I want to play that.
That would be interesting, I would think, yeah.
The whole game, just I'm driving. And,
oh, gosh.
And I'm in conversation.
No, I like it, yeah. Yeah, no, I think that'd be very interesting. And they could stumble upon, like, something else, like, in a town they stopped in, and... Yeah. No, I could see it. I could see it.
Yeah. Or you could do a, now that you mentioned that, just popped them up, you could do a May and Bay go to college again.
Oh, aw. I have someone to start dating.
That'd be cute. Yeah.
Oh, it was great. I didn't expect... Well, so that... Okay. Lack of historical references. Like, when you go under the bridge where that really angry pretzel guy is.
Mm-hmm.
Who kind of looks like...
The pierogies guy.
Pierogies guy, mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I didn't understand that picture until after I played that chapter. You know, there's that whole mural in the back that talks about kind of the history of the town. And then when you're scrolling through, like, the newspaper clippings, if you read all of them, not that we did that or anything, but there's a lot of history there too, but it's still pretty late in the game. So I agree that there's definitely not enough. They should have really made more things interactive so, you know, like, the really observant gamers could, you know, just dive in like we do.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, the library and the articles did... we were telling Steph Liss about the tooth, about the grandfather's tooth. It's not really his tooth. It's the tooth from the, well, at least I think it's the tooth from the miner's foreman. They attacked the miner foreman and took all his teeth out or whatever.
Michelle and Mason, did you find the tooth in the bookshelf?
No.
I didn't either.
Ah.
Well, it's not, you get the combination from the bookshelf, and then you have to go into the crawl space to go to the safe.
Right. That's right. It's inside the safe.
Oh, yeah, no, we never got there.
Which led some people to speculate whether or not the grandfather was part of the cult. Because it turns out, you know, that was part of the secret mining society that
May's grandpa?
Yes.
Inside the safe, apparently there was stuff that belonged to May's grandfather, and there was a tooth.
No,
there.
It was just a tooth.
It was youth. So it's speculative that if that was, you know, someone like May's grandfather's tooth or whatever, or if it was some kind of from her grandfather of the tooth from the person that they, you know, that the cult took the teeth from.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah. So, no, I'm going to believe that May's grandpa is innocent, dang it. Innocent.
nice grandpa. He could have been horrible.
Yeah. A tooth. I'm not. I'd see nothing.
No, but I will say that, like, I was telling Michelle and Mason this one Sunday, like, May's parents are, like, probably, and I might have said this last week to you guys too, like, they're probably, like, top, like, five, maybe even less than that, like, gaming parents, like, parental figures in games ever. Like, I love May's parents. Like, and not because, like, they're spectacular. I mean, you know, I mean, like, but they're so
weird.
Normal. Weird.
No, they're weird in a good way. Because they're not, like, normal parents.
Exactly. Well, I mean, they are kind of like normal parents. I mean, you know, your parents have, you know, these quirks, and you're just like, you know, I mean, I know sometimes I look at my parents, I'm just like, maybe it's just because they remind me of my parents. I don't know. But they're just so, yeah, they have like these quirks, but they're still nice.
Yeah.
And they still worry about May, but yet they also, like, you know, and make mistakes, like, you know, hit, like, her mom kind of went off on her that one time, even though she had a right to, like, as a parent, but yet still it was kind of like, that was probably not the best way to go about it. And, but, yeah, I mean, I just love her parents. I really do. I think probably that's, like, I mean, I really love Maeve, but, like, and I, you know, But probably, like, her parents are, like, my second favorite, like, characters in the game. Nice. I love that.
Franco, did you give the tooth to May's father at the end of the game?
No.
Oh, I can't remember now. I think I did.
Because it's basically, if you have the tooth, you go outside at, I think it's the epilogue. And then you talk to your father, and then you hand him over the tooth, and then he doesn't really say much of anything about it, but you get an achievement over it, but...
Yeah, I got the achievement.
Anything that you just hand him a tooth?
Yeah, she's like, hey, I found this in Grandpa's safe, and then you give it over.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember getting the achievement screen pop up when...
That's really weird.
Yeah.
That's really strange.
Was it in the attic or something? Because we could never get in there.
Well, you have to keep badgering your father about moving the boxes.
Okay.
And then finally, you have to watch TV with him for three times, and then he finally agreed to move the box.
Yeah.
Oh.
Must be like, I know at least twice.
Mm-hmm.
One short.
All right, next
time. Well, it was Chris was saying it was both almost purely by accident we found the combination. It's just one time you notice you can get over to the bookshelf.
I didn't notice it.
On the second floor, and it's like, oh, there's a book here. And then the combination's in the
book. Yeah, it's like, I didn't even think about it because previously you would go over and basically May would just read off the books her mother has. And then she'd make, like, snide comments about them. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well, do I really want to go over there to see these other more ridiculous titles? But then I finally got the idea. Well, actually, I stumbled upon it by accident because I was like, oh, I haven't checked the bookcase in a while. Let me see if there's anything special going on here. And then I just stumbled upon the combination.
Wow. Okay, maybe check the bookshelf, like, two or three times towards the beginning of the game, and after it said, like, this, it kind of would say the same thing. You know, I was like,
words and just
stopped looking. Yeah. But persistence pays off.
I just want to know, though, if you can ever open that exit door where the rat babies are.
Oh, and set the baby, I guess, set them free or something.
Yeah, so there's actually two doors. So there's the exit door, which is right by the entrance to where the rat babies are.
So.
And then there's another door by the stairs to get back and out that window.
Hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
You gonna ask?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Yo.
Is there any more resolution to the arm besides being told, yeah, it's from a middle-aged person, and they're already dead.
Yeah, so all I got was that they just, they accidentally dropped the arm while they were transporting the body.
Oh, no, wait a minute. We never got that. See, what I was trying to figure out, if there was more.
No, I think the cult said that.
Yeah, because the cult was talking about other people, and they're like, well, Bob here forgot to pick up the arm. I can't believe he left it behind. I completely
missed that. Yeah. Wow.
I missed it.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
But Casey, it was so sad. You know, you've got your fourth buddy, like, their instant messenger thing on your computer, and they've been missing. And then we find out that they killed him because he was not going anywhere. Yeah. I'm like...
Well, they fed him to the beast.
By those standards, they would have killed me too.
Yeah, that was...
What was that?
Oh, go ahead, Chris.
They fed him to the beast or the void or whatever the thing is.
Black goat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, that was kind of harsh. It's like... It made it a little personal. It's like they were if they were thrown homeless and just random strangers and stuff. And, I'm not saying you would have been, but when you hear it's Casey, it's like, you had that fear in the back of your head that, oh boy, they did it to Casey.
At least it wasn't a Life is Strange moment where...
they haven't played Life is Strange yet.
But... Yeah, at least it wasn't what happened in that movie, that game.
Yeah, for sure. I actually forgot, Michelle and Mason, I forgot to ask you about, did you ever get, because we had a big discussion about this on last Tuesday, did you ever get any resolution with the homeless guy, Bruce?
Oh, out in the woods or whatever?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
It's a resolution. I didn't either.
Some group of people wanted to try to, like, move him into the basement or something, and that's all I ever heard.
So you didn't visit him every day?
Yeah, Stanton and Franco, like, visited him every day, and apparently, like... they were going to move him into the church, weren't they, Stanton?
They were, but then the people voted against it. Before they had that meeting, Bruce was like, you know what, I'm just going to head home and be with my family. You know, going to give up drinking alcohol and, stop being stupid. And then he says, thank the pastor for everything that she's done for me. But, thank you for everything, but I'm going to head out, but don't tell her until tomorrow, until I'm gone. So, then the next day you go and talk to the pastor and she asks you about Bruce, and then you let her know that he said thank you and that he's going home. Because the townspeople vote against having Bruce stay in the church.
Aww. I hope he made it out of town before the cult found him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was the other thing, too, like that I started thinking. It's like, was he part of the cult, or did like they capture him and throw him in the abyss there? Or, but, I hope he actually made it out and made it home, so...
We're gonna think that he made it home, because that just warms my heart. Because in mine, like, when they were telling me that, Michelle and Mason, like, when they were telling me that last Tuesday, like, to me, like, I mean, on my game, I guess, I mean, I talked to him a few times. I didn't go and visit him every day. I'll say that. And all of a sudden, like, I went up there, like, towards the end of the game, I went up to the church, and I was like, let me, because then I was, like, looking at everything in the town, like, just to, because I was like, okay, I'm about ready to wrap this up. I'm going to go through everything and see if there's anything that I missed. Church and went over to where Bruce was, and he was gone, and the pastor was standing there.
Wow.
And so May, like, so do you know what happened to Bruce? And the pastor said, I just came out here one morning and he was gone.
Now, I don't want to bum everybody out, but there's, again, on the the forums and stuff.
Speculation, Franco. Speculation
runs amok.
You cannot trust everything that you read on those forums, Franco.
People were speculating. Now I'm trying to. It's cooking my noodle. Trying to remember. Did they mention his daughter somewhere in the beginning? I'm trying to think. I don't remember. I almost might have to play this again because somebody in the forum said, well, they think that he actually committed suicide. And that's why the pastor was, didn't have any reaction because the pastor kind of knew that he didn't have any family to go to.
That's what I got kind of the feeling about that, too, because I was like, you know, the way he was saying about going back to his family, I was like, are you, like, going to kill yourself, or are you actually going to hop a train and go back home?
Nice.
But, yeah.
So you're not alone in that thought, Chris.
No, yeah.
No, guys, he went back to his family.
But everything maybe is happy. He found a job.
Yeah. He went back to his family
in heaven.
No. You got thrown off.
I'm sorry. It's my natural curiosity. I'm sorry.
For all accounts and purposes, Bruce is home with his family right now, eating chicken noodle soup, telling his kids that he loves them, and tomorrow he starts his new job at McDonald's being a manager.
Could be worse. Could be a greeter at Walmart.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. That's what I mandate to be the truth.
Okay. That's also equally, you know, valid. I mean, you know, we have no proof either way of what happened.
I'm gonna go on that message board and I'm gonna be like, guys, this is what happened.
And everybody else was burning their noodles over what was up with the janitor?
You know,
because he sort of comes in, comes out, and then he's sort of like this omniscient sort of guy that just sort of appears and it's like, you know.
He's Morgan Freeman in Bruce Almighty there.
Yeah. I'm just the janitor.
Yeah.
I just fix things.
He's just the janitor. That's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Were you all convinced that May was off to go kill herself since we're on that? Said, you know, goodbye, everyone. I love you all. And then
going to die. Because, like, for a while I thought that she was like that. I was afraid that it was going to turn into one of those things where like she was in a hospital like dying and this was all a dream, like the entire scenario was like something she made up in her head like while she was like dying in a hospital bed somewhere in some hospital. But I was afraid that she was just going that she was going to die.
I had a feeling that she was like going all ET and having some psychic connection to this like thing in the void there, and that it was like slowly draining her life force or something that you know it was it was affecting her that way that she was just like going someplace to just die at that point. But but luckily that wasn't it.
That was a kind of a vibe. I was hoping that wasn't the case. That's a good, but you know, it's like, hope that game doesn't go that way. But it certainly was giving you like some sort of like something extra was going on with her, and it's like you never really got a resolution as to whether or not, you know, was it all just dreams caused by anxiety, or was there something else going on? Was there really something in the pit, or wasn't there? Because the game gives you that bit where there's did that happen in a dream when she got an answer from the thing in like that squirrely lines?
Yeah. Where it was like God or but not really God or something like that.
Like the cat?
Was it a cat?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the cat.
Yeah.
God cat,
yeah. as all cats believe they are.
Yeah, I Yeah, I don't know, Franco. Yeah, now that you, because, like, I do remember now that you mentioned that, like, in the end, I was like, okay, so is it anxiety? Like, is it, like, an anxiety thing? Or is this, like, because for a while, like, I mean, for real, like, cult thing, like, I thought it got a little out of hand, like, as far as, like, believability, like, you know, compared to, I mean, talking about a game about talking cats and talking animals.
Yes.
And they walk around a town using cars and stuff like that, but for some reason, to me at least, like, the whole cult thing got to a point to where, like, it became less of a plot device and less of something to bring us to the point of May's anxieties and more of, like, let's make this completely fantastical and you know, and just, like, you know, I mean, it's a little out of hand in my head, you know, as far as I'm concerned with the story. But anyway, so, like, I just was wondering the same thing, like, if it was actually in her head, like is this about, like, her anxieties, or was it something with the cult? But I think the game itself kind of gives you the ability to choose with stuff like that, like, it kind of, you know, but, you know?
Yeah, oh, definitely was, you know, deliberately open-ended. To, like,
right.
Leave both possibilities open.
Yeah, or one of, you know, you can believe either one or both of them. That with a lot of things, like, especially I noticed, like, I especially noticed, like, with the issue of religion, like, they bring up religion in the game. They bring up, you know, but, you know, and May's mom works at the church. You know, it doesn't, which is fine, which is good, I think, because, you know, it gives you that interpretation, and it does with other things as well. But, you know, it never gives you, like, a fine line of this is how the developers think, or this is how they believe, or this is what they think of the subject. They kind of leave it open to the player to interpret what they want.
Yeah, it's sort of, yeah, they sort of... Yeah, that's that part. Yeah, yeah, that really was like, oh God, what's going to happen?
I think that May really just thought that she was going to die. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to go and kill myself. I think that she literally, and I think that was part of the cult, whatever, you know. And I mean, honestly, like, you know. I don't know, but it could have been, like, the void. I personally kind of even wonder if the void even existed, because they're crazy cult members, you know, they make up their own story, they make up their own history, they do what they want.
Well, it was affecting the weather and everything too, so supposedly.
Like,
right.
You know.
Right.
Well, the game is concerned, we didn't see any evidence of that.
Yeah, I mean, it just sort of was playing with you there, I think.
It's kind of a bit of both, because at that point where May says she finally figured out where up until she dies, where she feels like she's going to keep feeling like everything is just shapes and really anxious and have all these troubles. And then at some point she just comes to the point where she realizes she has to live with it.
Yeah. Because it's anxieties. It's, yeah. It's within her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seems to me like it's a little bit of both going. I don't think it's one over the other. I think that she obviously, May obviously have problems with her anxieties. I mean, even when she was in college, and even years ago, you know, she was talking about that, you know, before she left for college, that she was feeling that way too.
And that's what caused her to put that kid in the hospital.
Yeah, and, you know, and actually, it could have been the thing of that it affected the void, if the void is there, that it affected her so badly because... Mm-hmm. Because she's possibly could be more susceptible to it than other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I just can't get over just how good it was. I mean, and even taking a heck of a dive into Cult City, we were looking forward to one last band practice, you know?
And I wasn't. it seemed like, was it me, or did it get, instead of easier, did it get tougher?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It got tougher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you pretty much had to bang your head on the keyboard to, like,
get it to. That would have been the really happy. I was, you know, if there was a band practice, I was hoping internally, I was hoping that would be, like, an incredibly easy bass line for her.
Yeah. If you do play again, though, don't touch the keyboard or controller while you're playing bass, and you'll get a achievement for it.
Really?
Yes. All three songs don't do anything, and you get an achievement.
That would be, like... Like, that would be killer for me. Like, that would hurt me as a gamer to be, like, just sitting there and just, like, watching and just failing to fail. Could have tried and actually did this, but...
Nice.
Gotta get that achievement.
Nice. Couldn't do it. I gave it to Mason. I was like, yeah, have fun with this.
Zanga. The first and the second one, I did okay. I mean, the first one was good. The second one was the one in the third part, like, it was complete chaos. Like, I was just, you know, afterwards, B's like, wow, May, that was, I think Germ was there by that time, and Germ was like, it sucked, or something like that. Like,
yeah, shut up, Germ.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think John Entwistle could have done that.
Yeah, finish the sentence. Gosh. Yeah. Boom. Yeah.
It's crazy. I have so many videos of, like, their funny conversations.
Yeah, I wish there was, like, a way to just, like, go back and take a snapshot of the whole conversation, because some of the stuff was just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, the back and forth, the dialogue, and just how, I think, and just, like, even, I mean, you know, you can, I mean, just in how they, you know, the... Of course, I guess it has to do with the dialogue, but how they treat each other, like how, you know, I mean, just how they talk to each other as friends was very realistic.
Yeah.
How May and her parents talk to each other was very realistic. You know, then even like the stilted conversations with the townspeople, it was pretty incredible. And that has, you know, to do with like character design as well. They were just well-designed characters, and...
Yeah, Deck Guy was probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Because he'd always threaten you over something. And it's like, you know, he started threatening him. Like, you know what? The more you do this, the more I'm going to bug you every single day I'm here.
As far as the dialogue and the writing goes... It was good. It was good.
May's whole date failure story was... Yeah, that was just...
Oh, wow.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
But... Wait, what happened again on that one?
She was it did something and threw up and then ended up... Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Straight to the teenagers.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're going to have nightmares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
I had this this conversation with Steph about something I appreciated about the kind of authenticity of the characters, at least, I really liked, was none of them ever worried about, well, what's, you know, what are my parents going to think, or what would Angus think, or, you know, I just really liked that they weren't hindered by kind of these hesitations that we have as people. You know, like, yeah, Greg didn't think, oh, hey, what the hell's going to happen if I shoot this guy with a crossbow, you know.
Right, just sort of acting in the moment.
Yes, yeah. And I like that. I really felt like they were more believable that way, I guess, not, like, caught up in, like... They could have added a bunch of petty things to try and make it feel real, but I think it worked a lot better. But something with that dialogue, man, they nailed it, so...
Just really likable characters, you know? And even, like, the character development, you know, I talked about this Tuesday, I talked about Michelle and Mason, but, you know, I think even just how the relationships developed from the beginning of the game, like with, you know, B is the biggest example in that, you know, when you first start the game and May's just come back and it's kind of stilted with B and, you know, they're friends, but B's kind of like, you know, you kind of get the feeling that, you know, which she did, you know, B had resentment against May, you know, because May just left college and B always wanted to go to college. So, and she reveals that later on, to May, but, and then by the end of the game, you know, you start seeing that, you know, May and B can possibly be closer, you know, because, you know, Greg and Angus are, they'll often do their own thing, you know, that May and B could, you know, be very close friends. You know, they seem to have kind of an understanding. But that's only because of the character development throughout the game and how they progress as characters. And you could even see that with May and her own personal struggle, I think, and how she approached things.
You know, I think when those two have their close stuff later, you know, when May's feeling bad and B is like, man, I'm right there with you. I thought that made it even stronger because we're talking about that relationship that almost took a complete dive after the dance, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, you know, do you think if this situation that accidentally brought us together, would we even be friends? Or are we only friends because of proximity? Yeah. It's like, it was so deep and just low, just a low blow in a relationship. It's like, it kind of sounded like they both having this, should we bother being friends anymore? Was it ever worth it? And it's like, oh God, where is this going? Are they going to like break up as friends and keeps going back uphill? Mm-hmm. And it's like, seeing them still do the same things for each other after that super low moment was pretty intense.
Right.
Agreed.
Right. To me, like, I almost thought that could have been true up to that point. But then, you know, as characters, they could have made, you know, that they make kind of conscious decisions after that probably to really closely.
Yeah.
But, you know, because they seem to be very different at first, you know, at least when May first came back. Seemed to be kind of on different ends of the spectrum. I would have liked to have seen, like, how B was earlier. Like, before May left for college. But, because, you know, May went to college and... But, did it ever reveal if B's mom died before May went to college or while May was in college?
It was before.
Oh, okay. Because
I think they said something... They're, like, in the 12 or something year old range.
I just remember that May forgot at some point and she felt like an ass.
Yeah, and I guess, like, I always thought she forgot because she was gone. Like, she was in college when it happened. But if it happened when she was younger, then, that's...
That is when she was
in the middle of the void.
Yeah.
Right.
Damn that black goat. Oh, it was really good, though. I'm so glad we got to play through it. And, this one. I want a tattoo of Sharkle. It's really bad.
Yeah, you should have had at least two different reactions, or at least three.
You know?
You know what's sad? It's like, if you got a tattoo of Sharkle, you would have to make the sound anytime everyone mentioned it. Because they won't do it for you.
Yeah, I could be Sharkle, or you could be Sharkle for your next Comic-Con you go to.
Oh my gosh.
I would settle for like a pin, a lapel.
Oh my gosh! Like how cute would that be to have like four people dressed as the four characters?
And then Sharkle.
And then a Sharkle.
And then a Sharkle. Wait. So Franco and Chris, did you guys like get to the Sharkle heaven?
Yes.
See, I didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sharkle. No, I didn't get the Sharkle. What's Sharkle heaven?
Great. Okay, people have done some really amazing ones. See if we can, I don't know.
Oh, no, wait. I mean, but it happened in the game, right? Like, didn't something happen to May and she went to Sharkle, like...
Yeah. It was, I think it was after talking to quote-unquote God.
Huh.
Michelle and Mason, did that not happen to you?
Did the Sharkle happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked to Sharkle.
Michelle, like... What?
I'm sorry.
I just noticed in the second picture here that Faye's sleeping on the couch and the cigarette's still lit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, we have a there you go, Night in the Woods cosplay. Very nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if they can make the ear wiggle.
Oh, right.
So good. Somebody needs to do Gary, because his little smile is so half-eyes or something.
Yeah.
I mean Greg.
Greg, yeah, Crimes. Yeah.
Crimes.
Greg.
Yes.
With two G's.
All right, well, I guess we can go around and give our final scores, since this is the last one for Night in the Woods. Kind of sad to see it end, but, you know, as the world turns, so does game chat. Oh!
Wow.
I don't know why. Okay.
That sands through the hourglass.
Oh, general thoughts, and,
oh my God.
Or I guess... closing thoughts and your score. Franco, you can go first.
Okay. Great story. Great. Excellent. Out of this world dialogue. Little bit, you know, I think they sort of got to the end and sort of like got so far and said, okay, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
And, so if it wasn't for that ending, I would have given it like an 8.5, but I'm going to peel it back to an 8 because it sort of like compressed the end a little bit. But other than that, it was a great dialogue, great story. Enjoyed it thoroughly.
You know, and just interject, like it was a good linked game. I think if they would have moved some of the, if they would have dispersed some of the cult stuff to the rest of the parts, to the rest of the chapters, rather than seeming like they put all of the crazy cult stuff and the, you know, into the fourth chapter, if they would have just, like, maybe even leaked some of that finalization of, like, finding out about the cult and third chapter, it wouldn't have seemed so rushed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that was the part that was rushed, was the, you know... was the cult, it seemed. If they would have just taken that and just sprinkled into some of the rest of the game instead of long before you got to that point where you found out all of that stuff about them, because that was all like at the very end, at the very end of the third chapter is when you go to the Historical Society.
Right.
And then the entire fourth chapter, you know, not even the entire fourth chapter, like the last half of the fourth chapter, you're down there and you learn about everything. But yeah.
Like, yeah. We're gonna just use all this exposition to get the story out because we didn't plan ahead well enough.
Yeah, because they caught, they kind of, you know, the part of the pun, they dropped the arm on you in the what, in the first or second? Late in the first, early in the second chapter, and then you don't hear about it again for almost the whole third chapter.
For sure. All right, Michelle and Mason?
Well, I will say that my scoring will be very high. Two strikes against it. One was the pacing and the music. While the music was awesome and was pretty much perfect, too many times it put me to sleep playing the game. literally, Michelle had to smack me and go, "Hey,
that's funny.
What are you doing?" And I'm holding the controller while there's a speech bubble sitting there waiting for me to press square. Like, oh, I guess I stopped talking to him. And then also, my second point is everything that Steph and Michelle just talked about. The fact that the cult was not clued to or foreshadowed pretty much at all. I mean, that needed to have just a little bit of skepticism thrown in so that when you got that reveal, it's like, oh, you know, like maybe some of us players could have gone like, you know, I wonder, but there was nothing for us to even imagine or try to that leap. It's just like, oh, that's what it is. Oh, okay, thanks. So besides those 2 points, I'm going to say those 2 points are very, very, very low on affecting my score. I give it a 9.5.
Wow, very nice.
Dialogue, I love the different colors and changes. I love the nightmare scenes. That's such a big thing that I've not seen in where you delve into kind of this weird psyche moment of the character, you know, and then you start to wonder, is this just this connects to something supernatural? The fact that makes you wonder, I really, really like that because it was never 100% clear, although there's enough information to kind of make that leap.
Yeah.
You know, when you need to. So, yeah, I loved it. I am going to play it again, and I'm going to take about 5 times as long and talk to everybody.
Really quick, Franco, what was your score? Did you score?
8.
What?
8.
You said 8.
An 8. Okay. Yes. Gotcha. All right. Michelle?
I'll go with a 9 for all the reasons that you all just said. The authenticity of her anxiety and mental, the fact that their small town had one crappy doctor for all things, you know, family practitioner, dentistry, and mental illness. background, so
you
relate to that. I had a Dr. Suda, and he was the only option, and he was awful when I was younger than May. So I really like that. I love all the characters, you know. Every single one of them. I think at first the part that irritated me was like the constant loading screens, at least on the PS4, where it shows Mae running on the screen. And then later when she's running from the cult members, like I realized that that was her running on all those screens and it really clicked. I think I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah. It's a good point.
And I only lost that point because just how rushed that last chapter felt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Mae's dancing. That's my favorite.
To move the stick, you could actually change your dance moves.
We did.
Yes.
We did.
It, not at first. It was like, for the first minute, it was like, oh, just the knee bounce. And then I started pushing buttons, and I was like, oh, she can do things. Yeah.
She was even impressed that she could do things.
Yeah, she was.
Dancing isn't so hard.
Dance. You shouldn't dance. Get off the floor.
Yeah. That was great. I think if anyone cosplays as these people, they need to do bees dance with their arms out. And like goofy knee wobble dance.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be.
And they got to do the Greg arm flail.
Yes. Yeah.
So is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So before I go into this, I have to revise my score on a game we played a while back.
Okay.
Just because of the score I'm giving it, that I need to bump up Valiant Hearts to a 10 from what I gave it from before. So, with this game, the writing was the best part of this game. It more than made up for the lack of other things going on.
Right.
The art style was a little weird, and it took a little bit to get into it. But, I mean, once you got into it, it was really fun. And, again, the dialogue just kind of distracted you from everything else. Yes, the music was a little boring and repetitive at times. But, really, the story and the dialogue and just the interactions between all the characters, the side characters, all the little different intricacies of the game that are so easily overlooked if you're not really paying close attention at all. And then just also the interactions of the people throughout the town, where it's just really either they're friends and they're giving you poems, or they're kind of just trying to get you to go away because you're old, or you're an annoyance to them, or you're trespassing on their porch that they built themselves, and all that type of stuff. Sure, the story could have been fleshed out a little bit better, but I think what we got was good. And when you consider that this game was a Kickstarter game, it actually is a really good game to come out of a crowdfunding platform there.
Yeah.
Found it in 26 hours, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm sorry. Preempted that. Sorry.
But, with everything around, I mean, it was like reading a good book, and it was really enjoyable getting to know these characters and interacting with them. And it's definitely one of those things where you want to go back and play it again to, just to relive those interactions, but also to get all of the other secrets out that are still hidden within the game that you weren't really quite looking for the first time around, because you're kind of really just drawn into everything going around.
Mm-hmm.
With that all being said, I'm giving it a 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a higher score if there were slightly more dogs in it.
It always comes
down. It was exciting to see one dog, but it would have been nice to have been to have a few more.
I wouldn't have suspected any less from you.
If I take it, Fallout 4 is your perfect game.
I have not played that.
Well, you get a dog in Fallout 4.
I know, but I just cannot get into Fallout games.
Okay. Trying to think of another dog. Oh, Grand Theft Auto, you get a dog.
Oh, yes. And you even have an app where you can train the dog.
Yes, you can train the dog.
Wow. Jeez. All right. Okay, so I really like this game. May is my self-declared spirit animal currently.
Yes.
I loved her parents. They remind me of my parents. Mm-hmm. I just really liked the dialogue in this game. I just thought that it was, what you guys have already said about it is very authentic. It was just very realistic. And especially like for their age, and I loved the game's view of a small town, I guess, as Michelle was saying, like it was extremely accurate, coming from a small town myself, and it was pretty amazing, like just like everything, and even like, and I've talked about earlier, two or three weeks ago when we started it, was that, in May coming home from college and just how she was treated by the townspeople, by her friends, by her parents. So accurate. Mm. That's coming from a person who, I didn't leave college early. I came home directly from college. So a little like, Yeah. I mean, as far as that goes, it was good. I loved the art style from the very beginning. Probably one of the first things that drew me to it. You know, like the colors, and I said the character development was amazing. I just really, you know, and also another thing that I wanted to bring up was about, you know, the small town and how the game kind of portrays a small town life, is that they also don't make it seem like it's the worst thing ever. Tend to do that with people living in small towns. They make it seem very, they either make it seem over idyllic or they make it seem like it's something to leave. And while I do think that some people need to leave and some people need to go and explore and go and get out, you know, but also I also think that people that choose to stay time a bad thing. Like, you know, I mean, you have to do, you know, and in May's case, like, I, you know, I mean, she, you know, and that's what she was talking about, was that, you know, that that would help, like, leaving the small town. She thought that that would help her anxieties or what have you, but, you know, they only got worse or stayed the same, but they were still there. So, and she talked about, I think she said, coming back, you know, to people that she knew and to a place that she knew, you know, that she knew, kind of. I think she's mentioned something that it kind of, it helped her, you know, that it did make it a little bit better. You know, and I could see, you know, and some of these people, like, you know, I mean, it didn't, is it didn't make it seem like that these people who had stayed, like her parents that stayed in the small town, it didn't make them seem like that they were losers or like that they were, you know, not as good as someone who would have left. Anyways, but
it's a very small town mentality too.
And I did, I you know, and I appreciated that, you know, you know, because I know a lot of people from where I'm from who were born in a small town and will probably die in a small town, you know, and that's not saying that they're horrible, you know, not horrible people. It's not saying that they're any less of a person who isn't that way. That's just their choice. That's just where they're happy. That's where they find their joy and, you know, and they find their peace. So anyways, off of that, soapbox, made that about the game. And I mean, I don't really have, other than what we were talking about with the ending and with, I still feel like the cult was kind of blowing out of proportion a little bit, or I think it wouldn't have seemed as bad if they would have peppered it throughout the rest of the game instead of just like giving it all to you in the fourth chapter and being like, you know, this crazy thing, and, you know, the cult did this crazy thing, and the cult did this crazy thing, and we worship the void, and, you know, and I think that they would have taken parts of that and just sprinkled it through, made it more of a journey to discovering more about the cult than just having it all being like, whoa, you know, like, you know, the group finds themselves in the pit with the cult. You kind of find yourself in the pit learning about the cult. Like, you're just kind of thrown in, like everything is just kind of thrown at you at once. Yeah. So I think other than that, like, I really enjoyed the game. As I said, like, I'm actually kind of sad, not that it's, you know, that play it, but, you know, it's not that whole discovery aspect of it. So I'm going to give it a 9.5. So there you go. Yeah, so I kind of preempted my next point was that, of course, I'm sure you guys all saw and I think liked oh, that's such a good, oh my gosh, that's such a good picture B. name is Emily is Away. It's going to be, Michelle brought this up to me, and at first I was like, oh, you know, and I took a look at it, and like, just some responses to the game on Steam were very convincing, even though it's only like an hour long, I think. strong response to it. So I was like, you know, why not? You know, and so it should, I'm sure, have some discussion points. And, you know, it might not be like, you know, when we're discussing it, but whatever. You know, I think it will still be a good experience. But yeah, apparently, like with Steam, like a lot of people have responded well to it. I responded positively to it and emotionally to it, some people. So I'm excited. You know, I like these kind of, you know, I think that there's some merit to these shorter games that pack an emotional punch.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then after that, I'll be closing down the poll this weekend. On the Facebook group page for the next game. Right now, I think Broken Age is in the lead.
I'm in the credits, we'll by see. The way.
You're in the... Oh, because...
Backer for Kickstarter.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I know.
Look at you. So fancy. Franco, didn't you back a game, too, that you were in the credits for? No.
That was a mistake.
It was what?
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I knew you were something. You said something about being in credits. Yes, yeah, that's. And
as Chris would know, it's 30 seconds of 15 minutes of fame, right?
Yeah. And I have another friend who backed it as well, and he was in the credits, too. That's fun. Well, we'll have to keep an eye out for it. Have you played it, Stanton?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that's right now on the lead, but again, that will be open until Saturday, I think I said. So probably next Saturday evening, I'll close it down. No, I've been enjoyed playing. Oh, I was like, where did Michelle Mason go? I didn't even see their little message. We enjoyed this game, and see you guys next Tuesday, I guess.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Adios, dudes.
Bye.
All right. Bye.